mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to move really quick now. Tony in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hello. I was a journalist in Escalante, Utah, shortly after they designated the Grand Staircase, or I should say stole 2.1 million acres in the dead of night. The governor there didn't even know they were stealing it. Locals didn't know they were stealing it. Anyway, shortly thereafter, they booted the cows off the land, and that in turn forced the grazers to sell their grazing rights, and who bought it was a large environmental group from Flagstaff, Arizona, where I've lived predominantly most of my life, and their plans were to retire the grazing permits altogether and rest the land. Well, that ended up in a court battle, and that was proven wrong because by law they have to notify Congress when they're eliminating one of the multiple uses.
It's Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, they're all banking fronts, nothing to do with the environment. It's a total takeover of the country. They want you to not be on the public land because they're going to turn around and basically sell it to insiders.
I wrote a big article about the Grand Canyon Trust here in Flagstaff. I was an environmentalist at that time, and the ranchers kept telling me that they were tied to the World Bank and everything. I said, no way, you know. Well, that was published by Range Magazine. But the point I want to make is that these ranchers have a long-time investment in their herd. In Escalante, they couldn't get all of the cows because they're, you know, they're basically a wild animal out there. So they used helicopters, and they drove them over those steep cliffs.
Broke their legs. Sure, sure. And for those that don't know, your whole life's based on this herd. You can barely live on it anyways, and there's no money in cattle now because of the manipulation at the top by the meat packers and the distributors. That's where everybody's going out of the business. And it will destroy you to do this. Tell us the name of your article.
The one in the Range Magazine is Don't Trust the Trust.
Don't Trust the Trust. Great job. Going to jump. Maybe we'll get you on about that. There's all these callers I want to go to. Sean and Ace and Michael. Everett has got info from Pennsylvania on the stabbing. Well, the answer is ban the knives. Go ahead.
Alex, situation, 20 students stabbed about 20 miles, 30 miles east of Pittsburgh, the school Franklin Regional. The information I have now, this is coming from a person that has been threatened twice in my life with deadly force by policemen, so I understand the trauma that this can cause someone. However, I recorded this recording. This school district has been used as an example of why we need to have officers in the school that we've actually fought against. And now this is where this happens, and they didn't use deadly force. And I want to play this clip. The reporter asks, it's kind of hard to hear, was the school resource officer armed, and why did he not discharge his weapon? Can I play this clip for you?
Okay, yes, play it.
Discharge the weapon. Well, there's really no need to discharge a weapon. We only do that in the situation where we feel that it is needed to. The situation was brought under control in the best manner it was.
Could you hear that?
Yeah, so they didn't shoot the 16-year-old reportedly in custody who stabbed more than 20 people, four of them in critical condition. What newscast was that off of?
It was on all three channels, Channel 2, 4.
Guys, let's find that. That's newsworthy that you got an armed cop and they didn't shoot the person doing this. There's no end of government. I mean, I guess their answer was somebody tackled them or something, so, you know, maybe don't shoot them then, but it sounds very suspicious. The thing is, if it was staged, because I know they were having drills in the area a few days ago, why wouldn't they do it with a gun? You know, because what do you think's going on here?
The principal was who tackled him, not the resource officer. The resource officer who was armed called 911.
So literally stood there and let the person dead is what you're saying.
Well, the news reports that are coming through is they keep saying that the EMS did a good job, the doctors did a good job, the police responded really quick.
That's all they ever do. Like Fort Hood took 15 minutes. I'm not saying I'm the toughest guy around, but I've had people pull knives on me twice. And I mean, you know, let's just say I wasn't the one that went to the hospital. And so I can't believe that they let this person stab 20 people. All right, folks, nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Back tomorrow, Lord willing. We'll track this ranch. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 9th day of April, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here weekdays, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I come to you from the former state of Texas, occupied by the Global Crime Syndicate on record, from FEMA Region 6, Austin, transmitting worldwide. And admitting that we're occupied, admitting that the globalists have taken over via fraud, is half the battle. Admitting the battle space, admitting where we are, admitting the psychology and nomenclature and MO of our usurpers, of our hijackers, is the beginning of the end of them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is not rhetoric you just heard. If you research it, it's cold, hard facts. And more, even in academic circles, regardless of political affiliation, people are lining up with reality, really assessing politically what we're under. A scientific takeover, at the end of which humanity no longer exists. Now, that's heavy, but that's the plan. It's beyond any Captain America Winter Soldier. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, I'll give you my review of that. I saw it last night. I am not a comic book fantasy fan. I like science fiction and things, but I have to say this film was extremely good. And I guarantee you, and we actually know someone that was big on the production of the film, and we're going to contact him. Most writers are very quiet and probably won't want to come on. But guaranteed, the two writers of the new Captain America Winter Soldier are listeners of this show. And spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen, that's why everybody that went and saw it said, it's your show. And I kept getting hundreds of emails and people on the street. I had a guy yesterday when I was downtown to go see it on the street say, hey, man, you got to see Captain America. It's your show. Well, it's not my show. It's what Dr. Bob Bowman said they had in the air in 1979. A drone decapitation system to kill world leaders in 1 hour with DU Sabo rounds that go up to 38,000 miles an hour that are non-atomic but have the kinetic energy of a multi-megaton hydrogen bomb. And will kill people in bunkers even 5 miles under mountains. You can't have bases 5 miles under the earth because it heats up. You have to build them under 5 mile tall mountains. And then you've got a 65 degree base. Perfect winter, summer, it doesn't matter. I'm going off into side issues. The point is that by the 70s, they had drone robot remote controlled Skynet in the air. And that's what this movie is. And it's about a false flag by Hydra, which is the Bilderberg Group, in control. And it explains the police, the military, everything's compartmentalized and is run by it. See, I'm already giving you the plot. But, I mean, it's the New World Order. They say New World Order. The problem is, you could say, is it revelation of the method where they're telling us what they're doing? I mean, they've got the satellites in it that they admitted they had a decade ago that biometrically have the top of your head scan and your shoulder scan with 100% biometric from space. That's why they need to get a biometric scan on the ground to then match it and link it geolocated with the satellite to then get your body heat resonance fingerprint. And then with that, they're not going to really use in the more advanced systems you know, Sabos are for taking out leaders in underground bunkers. What they're deploying is blimps with radiation and microwave guns to cook you in your house. And then you die a few months later. So that's the real rollout. So, and I'm not trying to scare people with the advanced technology that the establishment has, but that's why they're on such power trips. And only a complete break with the system, realizing it's an exterminist, proto-Hitlerian eugenics program, and that's what this movie's about, is they're going to kill with computers that have already algorithmed who challenges a new world order global tyranny. They're going to kill 20 million people with the Skynet suborbital drones. And they've got to kill the 20 million people to bring in their new world order. But it's not going to be 20 million, folks. It's going to be 7 plus billion or 99% of whatever the population is when they trigger the main extinction event, which could be airborne super Ebola, crossed with mouthpox, nanotech type nerve gas. I mean, we just don't know. The intel I've gathered over the years, a lot of it's 20, 30 years old, and what they already had on the drawing board was so advanced and so evil. The Air Force admits 15 years ago that they had completed construction of antimatter weapons that can destroy the entire planet. The Air Force gave a press briefing that the San Francisco Chronicle and AP picked up. Anybody wants to look it up, you can. It was put out as a direct threat to the Chinese and the Russians. You could say it's a bluff. But then you look at some of the MIT, Stanford, and Los Alamos stuff that's going on with the fission fusion, black hole creation. The word is, for the theoretical physicists and others, that they have developed the basic precursors of antimatter warheads. And if they want, they can make one that will destroy the whole solar system. So the ability and the nihilistic exterminist view to be able to do this does not make you God just because, you know, Max Planck's equations gave you the atomic bomb. And that equation was from 1900 and 1901 when he published the equations that were expanded on by Albert Einstein. And we're not in 1900. We're in 2014, folks, and they've gone way past atomic and hydrogen bombs. Just let me give you a little newsflash. And that's why they're phasing out the human army now, going to the pure robot. That's why they're moving into this. And so I guess I've already given you the Captain America update. I mean, maybe I'll do a special report for the Nightly News or something tonight, because I just pretty much gave it to you right there. I need to write some notes and cover it all. But again, why is it so important? Because the general public doesn't get their news anymore from news. News is meant to be discredited by the system, destroyed, where government just puts out press releases that then pretty much just get accepted as reality because there's no alternative. That's the world they want once they shut off the free web. And then everything else is just Michelle Obama's a rock star, Hillary's a rock star, being trendy, leaving your husband's wonderful, you know, taking vaccines is sexy, drinking, you know, GMO fluoride garbage is good, on and on and on. 80%+ of people only get their news now from entertainment. And they've legalized, it's already been going on for a long time this year, domestic funding of lies and propaganda. You can look that up if we have the Business Insider article up there from last year. They've already been doing this, but now they've publicly turned Pentagon psyops and 18 private Merck groups, as well as 15 intelligence groups, loose on everyone. And now they're just running around everywhere spewing disinfo. But I've seen it have a reverse lensing effect and actually has demoralized the globalists and has just completed the decompartmentalization that we've helped promote and push as a key breach of the enemy complex. And now the establishment, even the psychopathic control freaks that are in it, realize they're going to be destroyed as well in this. And now their basic survival instincts are kicking in. And the more moral members of the power structure and the establishment now realize it's all true. And the worst have been given control. And now people really have a decision on whether they want to end the human experience as we've known it and buy into this thing that we're ugly and bad and the age of humans is over and just turn everything over to the transcendent man that even if it's real, even if it's feasible, we're not going to be given access and entrance into that next level. Publicly, that's the set official global standard of the Codex Alimentarius, UNESCO agenda of Julian Huxley, who was the director general of UNESCO and the planetary chair of the scientific board of eugenics, renamed in 1947 to the Transhumanist Society. And this is a done deal if we don't stop them. You have to understand that. And they've taken our knowledge, our power, our spark of innate creator power that God gave us. We're made in God's image. We are made in the image of the master creator, ladies and gentlemen. And people say, well, that's not true. That's your Bible. No, no, no. It's true. Look around you. It's prima facie. On its face. It is. And our knowledge, our genius of the good, of the enlightened, of the loving, of the strong has been stolen. The Promethean fire that God gave us has been stolen by the devil, who is never a maker, is a destroyer. And they have used Promethean Elysium fire to build this technological abomination. And I'm not against technology itself. It is that this ring was forged for evil. this system. Now, when we come back, top story that is so huge and it's great news, devastatingly good news. It's not the ranchers standing up. That rancher's coming on next hour. The Nevada, the governor saying it's tyranny. It's not the mass stabbing news, which is important because it shows, you know, it's not the gun, it's not the knife, it's the person. You can't stop crazy people unless you have a gun or a knife as well. The answer to crazies is defending yourself. It's not Hank Aaron saying if you don't like Obamacare, you're KKK.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
I predicted Heartbleed years ago, tracking enemy attack patterns, and I believe Heartbleed is a Cyber Command above NSA attack on the internet itself, and it is looks like it's bringing down commerce right now. major governments from Canada to Germany are announcing or saying they're looking at announcing ending online tax filings, ending basically a lot of online commerce. It's hitting Amazon. It's hitting everything. That is coming up, and I'm having major brainstorms right now. We're going to collate that information, and we're going to break it down at 40 after when Paul Watson joins us. You're just going to see a quickening across the board, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me give you the top story right now. I've said this over and over again, and I've told congressmen and women this on air. I've told a lot of influential people this. They agree, and they say it's common sense, but it's why the NSA targets people. It's why the media targets people. It's why they bring out any type of petty dirt on good congressmen and women or good governors that stand up for freedom but, you know, had a girlfriend 5 years ago on the side or didn't pay their taxes right, or these are the type of things that they throw you in prison for. Martha Stewart type stuff to scare the general population. Mark Cuban did nothing wrong, sold $800,000 of his billions of stock, and they said, we're going to put you in jail on the phone and in emails because you're going to produce a film with Alex Jones. And he said, I'm sorry, I've never been threatened like this. And then they still tried to put him in jail, even when he backed out of the deal. 2 years after I told you that, it came out in the New York Times because he released the emails, where they said, from the SEC, we're going to put you in jail for making that movie, you piece of crap. I mean, that's how arrogant they are. They tell you, we're going to falsely prosecute you. He's beaten them twice. They keep coming back under a new administration. Because there is no change, folks, from Bush, Clinton, Bush to Obama. Same crew, same people, folks. Same crew. A CIA criminal breakaway group. That's who they are. Period. Period. We all know their CIA code names, their section chiefs. It's all come out. George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary, all of them, CIA, period. Period. The narcotics trafficking, all of it, the open borders, the money laundering, they're gangsters. Homeland Security's their takeover arm. They work for the big foreign banks. But they've really got power because they've been politically sitting on it so long. They're almost a dictator crew who's almost as powerful as the mega banks themselves because they've been in control of America so long. I'm decompartmentalizing everything here, folks. Now, let me give you the top story. They've been intimidating Hollywood. They've been intimidating authors. They've been intimidating the culture, talk show host. Preachers, they've been intimidating Congress more than anybody with the NSA and with made-up dirt. And that's why if somebody promotes basic liberty, the Second Amendment, and family values, and ending corruption, and ending big banks being tax-exempt, I don't care if they're swinging from chandeliers, folks, with their, whatevers. The real crime is signing us on to trillions in debt. The real crime is aborting 50 million babies. The real crime is putting fluoride in the water. So you got to stand with people. They're going to come after. They're going to call Rand Paul racist. They're going to have fake Democrats go dressed up like Klan members and claim they're buddies with them. They're going to have women show up saying they were with Rand Paul. Get ready. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. You want to beat these people? You got to realize their game plan. Now, the top story here is it's begun. Two congressmen, both from Texas, and it makes me proud, of the fact that, again, a lot of evil comes out of Texas, but a lot of good comes out of it. A lot of good comes out of America, a lot of bad comes out of America. That's what it's like when you're the blessed, powerful, special country that we were. Is the battle is being contended right here. We are one of the main zones. When we come back from break, I'm going to play these clips that are up on InfoWars.com. It is so incredibly important. Holder explodes at Louis Gohmert. You don't want to go there, buddy. Again, starts becoming a gangster. The fake little sweetie act goes. He's like, you don't want to go there, buddy, with contempt. You don't want to go there with criminal charges. Because they are in contempt. And another congressman went even further. Texas District 27, that's Ron Paul's old district. It's a different number now, but it's the same area. Representative Blake Fahrenthold, who's got a lot of courage, folks, says Eric Holder should be in jail to his face. This is the blood of victory, the essence of reality. He doesn't look like Thor. He doesn't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He doesn't look like the classic hero, but that's a real man right there. To tell, they all know Eric Holder is a hardcore mastermind involved in Oklahoma City. They all know he runs major ops. They're literally telling a ringwraith he's a criminal to his...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Find our fighting spirit. We have to realize that the animating contest of liberty is not just something that is a choice. It's something that we've got to decide to do. It is the human experience of survival to take out this globalist exterminist program of total domination. I cannot describe to you how hardcore and real this is. This is not rhetoric. And you see everything we talk about continuing to unfold. This is real. This is real. It's not just my belief. It's not just all my guest belief. It's about, are you for reality? Can you admit Obamacare is a giant screw job written by ruthless money laundering banks that run worldwide child trafficking, narcotics trafficking, arms trafficking, on record, congressional hearings, Sebel Edmonds, you name it, exposing it. NSA whistleblower. It's their policy to reduce world population. It's their policy we're garbage. It's their policy to poison us. It's their policy to disarm us. It's their policy to game every market, to shut down independence and make us poor as a tool of social control. We have to identify the globalists as the enemy. They're not capitalists. They're monopoly crime syndicates that use socialism mixed with fascism in a fraudulent program to fully bankrupt humanity while exempting themselves from all of their criminal actions. It's the ultimate form of discrimination. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I've interviewed the police officers on this show, like Don Browning and others, who saw the other cops and doctors killed at Oklahoma City. The doctor that showed up and saw the feds in there with the bombs, they killed him. Cop of the year that showed up and carried out a bunch of people on his back, Terrence Yankee, they killed him, tortured him to death. And I've talked to the cops like Don Browning, the head of the canine unit in Oklahoma City, where the FBI walked into his office and said, you and your wife are going to be killed if you don't shut up. And then he was told again in the hallway, listen, we're not playing around, bud. You keep your mouth shut. And that guy, I looked him up, was a highly decorated Vietnam veteran, Marine, a highly decorated police officer. And let me tell you, he turned white and gulped on air when I said, say the names of the FBI agents. And don't you think I had a little tingle when I did that? You got to commit to this, and you got to tell the truth about it, or we're all dead. Down the road, pure evil's coming in. You don't play games with it. There's no way to beat it unless you stand up against it all the way. I want everybody to understand that. And I know you don't feel like heroes out there. I know good people aren't on power trips. Good people are humble. But you got to get past all that and realize you're good deep down. And you've got skills and gifts God gave you. And I don't know all the answers. I don't know what you see or what skills you've got, but I know you've got them, and it's time for you to take action against the enemy in the information war to expose them and to call them out. I've told you over and over again, we start calling Obama out as a criminal, John Boehner out as a criminal for colluding with his criminal Obamacare. You start calling out Eric Holder as a criminal. You start telling them that you're aware of what they're doing, and you get past that intimidation. If you're a talk show host, or if you're a police officer, or if you're a school teacher, or if you're a judge, I don't care who you are. I've talked to state judges. I've talked to federal judges. I've talked to high-level police officers who are scared and wish they could tell the truth about everything but don't know what to do. They're waiting for somebody else to have the courage. Look, there isn't somebody else. There's not a secret room of other people out there. They're going to get this job done. We've got to do it. And it doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we got all the answers. Doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. But you know what? In the final equation, we got a serious crisis on our hands. The bankers are crazy enough to make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money, steal their bank accounts like MF Global, and not get in trouble for it. And they do that on thousands of things we could sit here and list, where they've now reached that historical point where they're getting away with bloody murder in front of everyone. And the reason no one will call Holder out for Fast and Furious, CBS News got the documents. We already had guests on about it, but they got the documents to their credit. They got rid of the woman, by the way, that brought that out for CBS News. She's gone. She paid. They said, we're going to blame the Second Amendment. That's why we're doing this. Of course, Holder got caught lying. They had press conferences a year before it broke saying we've got Operation Gun Runner, where we're tracking guns into Mexico. They were hiding it in plain view in case it ever came out. But then they double backed and lied about it and said they never knew about it. We have them. They can all be arrested right now. And I don't want to be held hostage by these people anymore. I'm not going to live in fear. Of a bunch of scum. I mean, look at Big Sis. Look at Janet Reno. Look at Eric Holder. Look at Obama. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Bill Clinton. A kleptocratic pervert. A sick thug punk. Thrust on us by a sickening, degenerate establishment. And look at him all shriveled. Looks like he's a reanimated corpse. Look what evil does to you. Look at this piece of trash. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to have humanity turned over to these people. So the victory of all the incredible news I've gotten, the rancher coming on, the standing up the feds, and the rest of it, is deciding that, hey, none of us are perfect. Nothing's ever going to be absolutely, you know, it's a process. But we got a really bad wave of corruption going on right now that is going to bring us completely down and ruin and wreck everything and ruin prosperity and start giant wars and really create some horrible situations so this elite can stay in control. Folks, it's the Captain America analogy of Hydra or of Spectre. You guys cue up Spectre. From Russia with Love, with the two Siamese fighting fish, and they wait till the two hurt and kill each other, and then the other one comes in. In the Captain America, they explain, we're a secret group of anti-human eugenicists who want to become supermen and merge with machines, and we're going to launch drones worldwide to decapitate world leadership to take over and do all of this with our AI NSA computers that can now predict the future. That's the enemy program, and now it's in movies like Captain America, Winter Soldier. Are they programming us so that when you hear me talk about it, you go, oh, that's just a movie, or your subconscious is prepared, or are these people concerned and this stuff's coming out? Most of the time when I'm able to get a hold of the directors and the writers, they go, no, yeah, we're listeners, or no, we're aware of this. No, we care. We love our kids. And I haven't gotten in contact with them, and you're saying, why do you care about Captain America? Because that's their coming out and saying, we see what's going on. Children of men, government staging the bombings. Governments release the chemicals to sterilize the population. Great Mexican director, I forget his name. It's the same story, V for Vendetta, the Wachowski brother and sister. All of this, these are people that know what's going on, and they don't like it. And it's an example of if we can have congressmen calling out Holder and saying, you're a criminal, you should really be in jail, and saying, and Holder snaps back, you better watch it, buddy, you don't want to go there, getting him down to his basic thug level. This is the guy that ran, bare minimum, the Oklahoma City cover-up. He was in control of the operation. We know the names of the FBI counterterrorism leaders who checked in the day before at the hotels, didn't even try to cover their tracks. Lyden said their team was in Dallas. They got caught. They were there. We know, and we have the witnesses that saw them doing the telephone work with the gray sticks of butter. And then Holder, quarterback, cover up. I mean, we have those emails from federal lawsuits. I mean, this is a very serious person. And I'm not trying to do his scaring for him. I'm saying let's recognize the criminals we're dealing with here. And let's call them out for the criminals they are. And they kill Alex Jones or set me up. That's the way it is. That's what it takes to get humanity to the next level. I'm not even worried about that. I'll be honest with you. But they can't kill this congressman. They can't kill an idea. Ideas are bulletproof, to quote V. And pretty soon, when everybody just starts spouting off, and so we already hit critical mass, it doesn't matter how many of us you kill, you're just going to turn us into heroes, like 300, which is a true story. What, you think killing me is going to save you? No, the reason you haven't killed me yet is because you know that, and you know at a spiritual level, I'm willing to go all the way, because that's the only choice, of course. And it's the same thing for these congressmen and others. You can see the look in this guy's eye of being a man, of just looking at a criminal who's committed all these crimes, covered up Benghazi, covered up Solyndra, covered up banking heist, covered up MF Global, covered up every crime you could imagine. And, you know, these politicians up there, they're sick of getting the blame for everything and having a 6% approval rating. They've got their constituents losing everything. They don't want to be part of the evil. They want to be good. They want justice. I'm telling you. Louis Gohmert, I know him. A good guy. I know folks that know this other congressman, Blake Farenthold. They say he's a real guy, a real man, a family man. And at a certain point, you can't get us all. You understand that, scum? And then we're going to wake up the sheeple that there's a real world going on out there. We're going to Paul Watson in a moment with huge breaking news on this new superbug that is that makes Stuxnet look like a cakewalk. And I believe is a cybersecurity false flag that I've been saying they're going to launch. But first off, here is Holder blowing up at Gohmert over threat of contempt. Here it is.
Promise to do is to provide you and your staff with...
Sir, I've read you what your department promised, and it is inadequate, and I realize that contempt is not a big deal to our attorney general, but it is important that we have proper oversight.
You want to go there, buddy. So, you don't want to go there, okay?
Look at that thought.
I don't want to go there?
No.
About the contempt?
You should not assume that that is not a big deal to me. I think that it was inappropriate. I think it was unjust. But never think that that was not a big deal to me. Don't ever
say
that.
Well, I'm
God,
just looking
do anything.
For evidence.
Oh, my God.
And
oh my God,
normally
so
we're known by our fruits, and there have been no indications that it was a big deal because your department has still not been forthcoming in producing the documents that were the subject of the contempt.
Do you guys realize we're in a literal movie, but it's not Captain America where it's fantasy? We're in a movie with the equivalent of Hydra in control. And, of course, they want to shut down the free society, take out their opposition, because then they think they've got a thousand-year rule for them and their compadres. Literal megalomania. Now, let's go to the essence of victory, the Black Arrow, the Windlands against Smog. If this spirit grows, Representative Blake Fein-Barinholt of saying you're a criminal, because he is a criminal. See, when they commit mass criminal acts in the open, if you don't end up prosecuting them or bare minimum making them resign, it sets the precedent. Holder and all of them are a wedge. When they get on TV and say your kids belong to us, we're going to take your guns, it's meant to freak you out and get you ready for it. It's meant to normalize it. They're meant to get you ready. He is the vanguard. He is a shock troop. You either deal with him politically or they win. They know what they're doing. Let's go to Representative Blake Fein-Barinholt, who I guarantee you they're going to try to come after.
I'm committed to maintaining the constitutional balance of power and the authority that this branch, this legislative branch has. And I just don't think it's appropriate, Mr. Holder, be here if an American citizen had not complied with one of the Justice Department subpoenas, they would be in jail, not sitting here in front of testifying. But I realize there are questions to be asked, and I'll yield the remainder of my time to Mr. Gowdy.
That congressman is scared when he says that, and he should be. Holder has the power. Holder looked at Gohmert, pointed his finger at him, and got away from the fake nice guy act, and literally, you can see Gohmert. And look, Gohmert's tough. Gohmert knows he's got a literal dragon demon sitting in front of him with untold blood of people on its hands who will do anything. What do you do in the face of that? You draw your sword, you charge politically. And when they set off a new Oklahoma City, our people will be there this time, and we'll have the video, and we'll blow your operation like we did the Boston bombing fiasco. And no amount of, you know, paramilitary guys you get dressed up in SWAT team outfits running around who don't even know what planet they're on is going to save your operation. It's the thinkers in this world that count. You need to understand that. This is history happening. So you're going to see more and more of this, folks. And as things get worse and worse, they cannot allow freedom on the Internet. They cannot allow free speech for their system to go through. They have to exterminate the light. They have to exterminate the liberty. They have to exterminate the freedom, because they can't exist in a world that has that. That's why they're coming for you. You think you're just going to sit out of the game? I'm going to skip this network break. You think you're going to sit out of the game? You think you're just going to sit on the sidelines? That's the most dangerous place to be. You want to be in the arena, full charge, 110% going at it. Commit to it. Let the fear pass through you, and you're done. We're done. We're committed. You want to create an Alamo in Nevada? Do it. You want to create an Alamo right here in Austin? Do it. You want to strike me down? Do it. You want to set me up? Do it. not scared. Understand, I don't lose when you do it. I win. I'll be quite frank with you. It's not the kind of victory I want. My flesh does not want it. My spirit's willing, though. And my spirit runs my body. It's in control, and you can't have it. You can't get at it. It doesn't belong to you. And I see you. I know you. And I will not stand here while you run amok amongst the innocent. The giant that is human liberty and compassion and creativity and honor is rising to meet the Leviathan threat of evil. Sir Isaac Newton, for every action there's an opposite, an equal reaction, or equal and opposite reaction. You are that reaction. You are what God formed you to be in your womb of your mother. Predestined, if you took it in your hands, the free will to become predestined. That gift is already there if you take it in your hands. Or do you take the predestined will of your father, the devil? That's a big question. Holder tried to rise up and intimidate people, but you can see the fear in his eyes. The fear of knowing that there is no stopping liberty. There is no stopping justice. There is no stopping humanity's life force. If we take the destiny God has offered us in free will and say, we want to be good, we want to be honorable, we want to be loving, we want to be strong.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Hey folks, Aaron Dakins here from the Truth Traveler Radio Show. I have a question for you. Do you wake up in the middle of those cold nights looking for another blanket? Well, I've got the solution, the Sherpa Bed Warmer. What's that, you ask? It's the opposite of a blanket. Instead of sleeping under it, you sleep on top of it. It goes under your bottom sheet to collect your body heat and keeps you warm and cozy all night long. No electricity, no magnetic fields, nothing to catch fire. Realistically, a no-brainer. With today's high energy cost, making the most of your own body heat makes perfect sense. Made of thick pile synthetic fleece and fitting all bed sizes, the Sherpa Bed Warmer is something you don't want to do without. Great for everyone, children, the elderly, preppers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Machine washable too. Compare Sherpa Bed Warmers to sheepskin mattress pads, which almost no one can afford. So check them out, SherpaBedWarmers.com.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com. And if you try to run your cattle on public land that we've been doing for hundreds of years, well, here come 250 armed SWAT team members with drones and armored vehicles swearing they're going to kill you. That's land of the free, home of the brave. Paul Watson joins us. Paul, I wanted to get you on to get your take on this, but I know we've been saying they're going to launch a cybersecurity attack to get cybersecurity passed. They've already put it in place. General Alexander and Clapper, Kurt Nemo wrote 3 years ago, came out and both reported that, oh, in their own Pentagon briefings, we'll launch false flag attacks to get this passed. Came out in the BBC 2 weeks ago that the British government's been launching false flags to bring in internet control. We know Stuxnet was launched by the U.S. and Israel, which they then used to try to pass cybersecurity, an industrial virus, and industrial reactor systems and other programs. And now we have just something so mega massive, I don't know what to say. Major bug called Heartbleed exposes internet data. Almost every internet transaction system and the algorithm code used to encrypt it, the keys to it, which, again, the NSA developed all this or bought it. Now they're the main suspects because they stand to gain from it. They're now releasing the keys. They'll come out with a patch that's the new system that's their surveillance grid. That's the prime projection. You can, it's speculation by me with all the dots, but guaranteed that's it. I mean, I know that's it. And my gut says it. It's never been wrong. You can see all the pieces right on time. It's an attack on the internet itself. Heartbleed bug threatens web traffic. Financial Times of London. They say it's a threat to the internet itself. Heartbleed bug undoes web encryption, reveals Yahoo passwords. This is a mega crisis in banking, just unfolding. A massive security bug, open SSL, could affect a huge chunk of the internet. It's already happening. Major governments like Canada are announcing they're suspending online transactions in government, in taxes. I mean, this is a mega crisis. I believe this is staged to get cybersecurity worldwide. It's lined up to pass everywhere, to end web freedom as we know it, to bring in total surveillance. The patch will be the new mega jack into all systems, because if you have the encryption that's used system-wide, you have the internet. Paul Watson, do you agree with that analysis? Can we get Reuters to do a prime projection report?
Well, what I find amazing about it, Alex, is the fact that this has been going on for 2 years, and they've only just announced it. It's a vulnerability in the open SSL system, which is where you put in a password.
But they've now published how to do it, is the point. The keys have now been leaked.
Yeah, they were leaked 2 days ago when people were doing it, and Yahoo Mail has been completely compromised. They're talking about at least 500,000 major websites. The encryption keys have been totally exposed. It's the system where you put in your password. One server sends it to another server. Those encryption keys that are supposedly protecting that information have been exposed and vulnerable for 2 years. So this is, they're calling it an 11 out of 10 on the scale of internet crises. So
yeah, they're announcing it so hackers will then copycat and exploit it to create a organic triggered false flag, kind of like Arab Spring. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they're only patching up the vulnerabilities now, so there are still a ton of websites open to this, which is why the experts are now telling everybody to change all their passwords immediately, and even that might not help because those password changes could then be intercepted as well. So the projection that it could be some kind of NSA false flag, I mean, I would imagine they were in on it from the start, from 2 years ago, and we know that Greenwald recently said there are major revelations coming up from the Snowden documents, bigger than anything we've seen before. So I wonder if it's related to this in any way. But
well, the way to write the articles is you have them launching all these false flags before, and now they're trying to pass cybersecurity again. It's perfect timing. What does your gut tell you, Watson?
Well, I don't need my gut. Just look at the past 4 years. Stuxnet in 2010. You predicted on September 27, 2010, that it was a false flag, US and Israel. For months afterwards, we were called conspiracy theorists. And then a few months later, it was admitted that, yes, it was launched by the US.
I would guess Microsoft launched this. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Your new home for Man Cow.